Let's look at markets heading into the second half of 2026. S&P futures are essentially flat this morning at around 7,509, but underneath that calm surface, there are some very significant individual stories that tell you where investor conviction is shifting.
Amazon is the headline winner this week. Prime Day hit $26.4 billion in sales. That's the figure Amazon and third-party analysts have converged on. And it drove a meaningful surge in Amazon shares. Prime Day has evolved from a customer loyalty gimmick into one of the most reliable retail indicators in the economy. When consumers spending $26 billion in 48 hours on a single platform during a period of elevated interest rates and persistent inflation anxiety, it tells you something real about where discretionary spending appetite sits.
Meta's recovery is the other bullish signal. Shares are climbing after analysts pushed back on what they called an overcorrection to Meta's AI infrastructure spending announcements. The thesis from bears had been that Meta was spending tens of billions on AI data centers with uncertain near-term revenue return. The analyst rebuttal is that Meta's AI features are already showing up in engagement and advertising metrics, and that the spending is strategically necessary, whether or not the quarterly numbers reflect it immediately.
Oracle is the cautionary tale. The stock has fallen roughly 53% from its 52-week high, which is a staggering correction for a company of Oracle's scale. This erased approximately $100 billion from Larry Ellison's net worth, dropping him from a top five global wealth ranking to seventh. Oracle's challenge is that its cloud business has been growing, but not fast enough to justify the premium multiples the stock was trading at when AI enthusiasm was at its peak.
Salesforce is in a similar position, but for different reasons. The downgrade to a three-year stock low reflects anxiety that Salesforce's core CRM business is being disrupted by AI-native competitors. When your value proposition is organizing and automating customer relationships, an AI can do much of that same work natively within platforms customers already use, the moat around your product narrows. The market is essentially saying that Salesforce's adaptation to the AI era hasn't been convincing enough yet.
Palo Alto Networks bucking that trend with a record high is interesting because it reinforces the JP Morgan narrative about AI cybersecurity risk. If banks and enterprises genuinely believe AI-powered attacks are their biggest vulnerability, security spending becomes one of the more defensible categories of tech investment. Palo Alto has positioned itself at exactly that intersection.
The SpaceX story is genuinely novel from a market structure standpoint. Small-cap NASDAQ companies, Solidian Technology and Triller Group among them, are buying SpaceX shares and putting them on their balance sheets as treasury assets. This is a pattern we saw with Bitcoin starting around 2020 when MicroStrategy pioneered the corporate crypto treasury strategy. The mechanism is the same. Companies with limited operating business value add a highly valued, scarce asset to their balance sheet to attract investors who want exposure to that asset but can't buy it directly in public markets.
The SpaceX angle is particularly interesting because unlike Bitcoin, SpaceX has concrete revenue, Starlink subscriptions, launch contracts, government contracts, so it's not purely speculative. But the small cap companies doing this are essentially transforming themselves into SpaceX proxy vehicles, which raises real questions about whether their actual businesses are afterthoughts. And it creates concentration risk if SpaceX's valuation ever corrects sharply.
And then there's Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, which is actually filing a plan to sell Bitcoin as the cryptocurrency trades below $60,000. They're also announcing a $200 million share buyback. When the company that pioneered corporate Bitcoin treasury strategy is filing liquidation plans, it creates a narrative signal that can move the broader crypto market. At below $60,000, Bitcoin is sitting at a psychologically significant level, and institutional holders are clearly reassessing their conviction.
The former Fed official warning Americans to plan for structurally higher interest rates ties directly to this. If the market consensus shifts from rates will come down significantly in 2026 and 2027 to we're in a new higher rate equilibrium, the implications for levered positions, whether in equities, real estate, or crypto, are significant. Millennium Management building an in-house AI lab is a signal that the hedge fund world is treating AI capabilities as core infrastructure rather than a vendor relationship, which will reshape how quantitative finance works.